KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 9:01, we have clear to partly cloudy skies and 35 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high of 42. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by United Group Insurance with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. Authorities in Cass County are trying to determine who owned a cow that was hit Monday evening south of Cumberland. According to the Sheriff's Department, at around 6:40 p.m., a single vehicle accident occurred on Richland Road, about one quarter of a mile east of the intersection with 690th Street. 60-year-old Douglas James White of Red Oak was traveling west on Richland Road when the vehicle he was driving struck a cow standing in the roadway. White was not injured, but damage to his vehicle was estimated at $10,000. News time is 9:02.
It's wonderful. So warm and inviting. Your wife is making hot chocolate with extra marshmallows. It's the first night chilly enough to relax and enjoy a crackling fire in your new fireplace. As you sip your cocoa, your wife mentions that strange smell. You assure her it's the applewood kindling, but minutes later you realize along with the smell is the smoke backing up into your living room. Does your insurance policy cover your new fireplace? It happens. This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. The crackle and fragrance of a wood fire is wonderful. Unless something goes wrong, you don't open the flue, or something clogs the chimney and the heat and smoke can't get out. Does your policy cover a fireplace or wood-burning stove? Maybe it's time for a review. When you give me the opportunity to serve you, you can trust that I'll show you a policy from Allied Insurance that will give you coverage, not just a cheap rate. The Allied policy I'll bring you will help you recover from the financial devastation that can occur when it happens. Call me today, your Allied Insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
Well, the National Weather Service in Des Moines says it seems like a lot of people are focusing only on the snow amounts with the storm system that's expected to hit Wednesday and Thursday. Officials say with the fresh snowpack, regardless of the amounts, wind gusts over 30 miles per hour beginning early Thursday morning will create the potential for blizzard conditions throughout the day on Thursday. A winter storm watch will be in effect beginning Wednesday afternoon through Thursday afternoon for the KJAN listing area. The storm's severity will vary depending on location. The National Weather Service is predicting 5 to 8 inches of snow along a line from Atlantic to Boone to Waterloo, with isolated instances of 10 inches possible. Rain is expected to in southern Iowa along a line from Bedford to Oskaloosa. And in between, rain and snow mix is expected. All precipitation is expected to change to snow overnight Wednesday before ending Thursday morning. Of more concern to the Weather Service and emergency management officials are the winds. The National Weather Service said winds will become very strong Wednesday night from the north to northwest, with sustained wind speeds of 20 to 30 miles per hour expected, along with occasional gusts over 35. The strongest winds are expected at around daybreak on Thursday. Blizzard or near blizzard conditions are possible at that time, with visibilities reduced to less than one quarter of a mile. Very dangerous conditions are expected to develop Wednesday night into Thursday morning. So keep your ear to the radio and on our website at KJAN.com for developing weather information. The Weather Service may be issuing a blizzard watch or warning later on today for the Wednesday and Thursday period. Now, the Iowa DOT is offering several tips for safe winter travel during the impending storm. First, they say to ask yourself, is this trip necessary? Often, delaying a trip by a few hours can give snow removal crews time to get the roads back to normal winter driving conditions. And don't forget, for traveler information, you can now get that on the web, Twitter, Facebook, or on your mobile phone. Go to http://511ia.org or simply call 511 within the state of Iowa, or 800-288-1047 anywhere outside of Iowa, nationwide, toll free. And before you leave on your trip, be sure and let someone know your departure and expected arrival times along with your intended route, and be sure to allow extra time to reach your destination. Another tip offered by the DOT is to prepare your vehicle and passengers. Make sure your vehicle is in good mechanical condition with its gas tank nearly full. Turn on your headlights during the storm so you can see and be seen. And make sure all your passengers are wearing their seatbelts or in child safety seats. Another tip for winter travel is to be sure to use your winter driving skills. Don't turn on your cruise control. Leave that off. Allow extra stopping distance by maintaining adequate distance between your vehicle and the one ahead. Avoid any abrupt steering maneuvers. Lower your vehicle's speed and accelerate more slowly, and apply the brakes in a controlled manner. Also, don't forget to carry an emergency survival kit and other supplies in your vehicle. You definitely want a mobile phone for making an emergency call, but try not to use it while driving unless absolutely necessary. Keep your car charger with you, too, if you have one. Your winter survival kit should also sustain those items to help you sustain your lives and the lives of your passengers should your vehicle become stranded. That can include booster cables, candles and matches, a flashlight with fresh batteries, extra blankets and warm clothes, non-perishable food items, a can for melting water, and a snow shovel. Sufficient supplies should be in the kit for all persons traveling in your vehicle, and you can leave it in there all winter long. And remember as well, when approaching or following or passing a snowplow, remember that slogan, ice and snow, take it slow, and don't crowd the plow. A casino developer is holding a public presentation about its proposed Hollywood-themed facilities in northwest Iowa. The Sioux City Journal reports Penn National Gaming will show the presentation to the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission Tuesday night. Penn is presenting the commission with an option of either a $160 million casino along Gordon Drive downtown or a $167 million casino in rural Woodbury County. Each facility would have a 33,000-square-foot gaming floor with 750 slot machines and 20 live table games. The company is one of three developers applying for a state gaming license in Woodbury County. Authorities in northwest Iowa say they've arrested a man after he made a threat on Facebook about shooting people. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office arrested a man Monday afternoon after receiving a report that he had threatened to shoot people in Hospers, which is located about 50 miles north of Sioux City. The threat caused a precautionary lockdown of schools in the MOC Floyd Valley School District. That lockdown was lifted less than an hour later, though. Authorities did not release the man's name as of late yesterday afternoon. And authorities in southeast Iowa say an Iowa man shot himself during a police standoff near a small private college, and he has died. The Pella Police Department said officers responded at around 8:30 Monday morning to reports of an armed man chasing another man through a Pella neighborhood and firing shots. Within minutes, responding officers say they intercepted 49-year-old William Shaw of Fremont fleeing the scene in a car. Police say there was a brief standoff between officers and Shaw before Shaw shot himself. He was rushed to a local hospital and pronounced dead. Central College, a small private college in Pella, was put on lockdown. Many students are gone, though, for the winter break, although some staff and faculty were left on the campus. Local, state, and federal law enforcement officials will converge on the Iowa Capitol for a training exercise. The Iowa Department of Public Safety warned that people shouldn't worry if they see emergency crews at the State House tonight for the exercise, which focuses on handling a suspicious package containing a biological or chemical material. Agencies taking part in the training include the Des Moines Fire Department, the Iowa National Guard, Iowa State Patrol, U.S. Postal Inspection Service, and the FBI. The exercise is planned for 6 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Taking a look now at world headlines here on KJAN, students are returning to schools in Newtown, Connecticut amid stepped-up security and a crush of reporters. Classes resumed today at all the schools except for Sandy Hook Elementary, where 20 children and 6 adults were killed in last Friday's shooting rampage. One sophomore at Newtown High School says getting back to school is definitely better than just sitting at home and watching the news. The massacre in Connecticut has renewed the national debate on gun control. Some lawmakers, including Virginia Senator Mark Warner, say they're reconsidering their opposition to the ban on assault weapons. And the private security firm of Cerberus, the Capital Management, says it plans to sell its stake in Freedom Group, which is maker of the Bushmaster rifle. The Connecticut gunman is believed to have used a Bushmaster AR-15-style rifle, which is the civilian version of the military's M16. House Speaker John Boehner is proposing a Plan B option to keep taxes from increasing on people making less than $1 million on January 1st. Boehner aide says that a speaker is calling on Congress to pass a bill only on the tax cuts while also working with the White House to avoid the fiscal cliff, which includes a series of spending cuts. The aide says that Boehner presented the proposals to House Republicans during a caucus meeting this morning. The broadest measure of trade has narrowed to the smallest level since late 2010. The Commerce Department said the current account deficit fell to $107.5 billion in the third quarter. That's down 9% from the second quarter. The current account tracks the sale of merchandise and services between nations as well as investment flows. Many economists predict the trade deficit will widen in the coming quarters, in part because the global slowdown is dampening demand for American exports. And stocks have opened slightly higher on Wall Street this morning as both sides make concessions in budget talks in Washington. President Obama has offered to raise the income level at which higher tax rates would kick in and lowered his 10-year goal for increasing tax revenue. That followed an offer from House Speaker John Boehner to raise the taxes on the wealthy. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
It's wonderful. So warm and inviting, your wife is making hot chocolate with extra marshmallows. It's the first night chilly enough to relax and enjoy a crackling fire in your new fireplace. As you sip your cocoa, your wife mentions that strange smell. You assure her it's the applewood kindling, but minutes later you realize along with the smell is the smoke backing up into your living room. Does your insurance policy cover your new fireplace? It happens. This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. The crackle and fragrance of a wood fire is wonderful. Unless something goes wrong, you don't open the flue, or something clogs a chimney and the heat and smoke can't get out. Does your policy cover a fireplace or wood-burning stove? Maybe it's time for a review. When you give me the opportunity to serve you, you can trust that I'll show you a policy from Allied Insurance that will give you coverage, not just a cheap rate. The Allied policy I'll bring you will help you recover from the financial devastation that can occur when it happens. Call me today, your Allied insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
And in the funeral announcements, Mary Anderson, age 70 of Exira, died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Mary Anderson will be this morning at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Brayton. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Lillian Granny May Mart, age 89 of Guthrie Center, died Friday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Lillian Mart will be today at 2 o'clock in Gregory, South Dakota. Dorothy Evans, age 93 of Casey, died Saturday. Funeral services for Dorothy Evans will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Lyle Short, age 72 of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Funeral services for Lyle Short will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Tweak Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Ramona Mona Merrick, age 79 of Glidden and formerly of Carroll, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Mona Merrick will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Holy Spirit Catholic Church in Carroll. The Don and Woodhouse Funeral Home of Carroll is in charge of arrangements. Kermit Creswell, age 75 of Earlham, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Kermit Creswell will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Earlham United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Naomi Keppel, age 87 of Bayard, died Friday in Carroll. A private family graveside funeral service for Naomi Keppel will take place at a later date in the Highland Township Cemetery south of Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard is in charge of the arrangements. Billy Taggart, age 89 of Manning, died Sunday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Services for Billy Taggart are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. And Rosemary Fike, age 57, who's formerly of the Orient area, died Wednesday in Los Angeles. Funeral services for Rosemary Fike are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by United Group Insurance. There are people you know and people you trust.